have to work a lot on Wednesday nights, and we've been just working a lot. Struggle to get here on Sundays a lot of times. If you look at me and I'm looking sleepy-eyed, that's probably because I am. I work third shift a lot, so or that's my shift. So I had to come in here a lot of times on little sleep, but it feels so good to honor the Lord and to sacrifice that and to be here in the house of God. So I tell you tonight, thank you for being here. Thank you as coming as a body of Christ. And I know many of you made many sacrifices to be here and been running wide open all day and then finally put the brakes on in the chair that you're sitting in. But I would ask you, please don't go to sleep on me. I'm gonna give you something good tonight, I believe. This is kind of an old school message. I feel kind of old school myself. I'm just 38 years old, but I was raised up, I guess, kind of old school, I guess you'd say, compared to a lot of people that I know, just the values and the Christian home. And because like Dylan was saying, you know, there's a lot of people nowadays that's just something that they don't care nothing about. You know, it's not in date. It's not the cool, the hip thing. But I don't care who you are. God is good. And I'm so glad that there was power to empty out the grave. Amen. That there's power that brought me to His saving grace. That there was power that drew me to a place of repentance, just like it did many of you. So tonight, what I want to talk to you about is honor. I feel like Pastor just kind of gave me confirmation Sunday morning. I've been studying on this for about 2 or 3 weeks. And, you know, a lot of times God kind of has a message that He gives me, and I'll study on it, and then sometimes I get to preach it, sometimes I don't. I've got a desk full of notes and notebooks that, you know, I don't really know if I'll ever use them, but God worked on me through preparing for that. God was working on me and changing me, just like He has in this message here. I've often talked to the Lord and said that I want my preaching to just be just kind of what comes from my relationship with Him. Not like I'm just looking for a message, but when my relationship with God, that this is what's poured out of me into you guys. So like I said, I want to talk to you tonight about honor. I feel like honor is a great thing that's missing in our society today. You know, and you see it also. Just people do not honor others in general. People do not honor people of authority. People don't honor pastors. People don't honor God. We live in perilous times, if you will. And it's really a sad time. But I'm so thankful. I heard a minister say, he said, this is the saddest time we'll ever live in. He said, but thank God that we've got glory waiting on the other side. And this life, if this is all we got to look forward to, we're most miserable of men, as Paul said. So I believe that honor is missing in today's society. I was reading something, and it said that in Cummings, Georgia, now this is 90 miles away, y'all. Y'all probably already read this, heard this, seen the video, the body cam footage from the officer. Some people woke up to the cries of a baby and found a infant child, newly born, umbilical cord still attached, in a plastic bag thrown out on these people's property. Now, I mean, I know that may seem like that's getting away from honor, but people don't even honor themselves. And when you don't honor God, you don't know how to live. You don't know what to do. But I believe a lot of this is because those people themselves were not taught to honor. Maybe they were brought up in a home where they didn't honor their mother and their father. Maybe they weren't taught to honor and respect themselves. So in return, this is what we get. This is the world that we've got right now, a nation and a world filled with people that do not honor. I thank God for my grandpa Tillman Lyons and my grandmother Doris and my mom Beverly back there. They raised me to honor. When I was younger, I probably didn't like it that much. You know, there's a lot of things. And when I say, there's things that have changed since when I was a kid to where, you know, Colin and Chase, my boys, you know, we don't really sit down at the table that much and have a meal together. But when I was little, you sat down at the table and you didn't talk, you didn't interrupt, you sat there and you ate your food and you was thankful for it. When it came time to work and there was things to be done, you didn't gripe, you didn't complain, you didn't suck your teeth, you didn't say nothing. You just said, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, and you done what you was supposed to do. But I think that we're living in a generation where the kids and even young adults, even adults, they want to make excuses for everything and they don't want to honor anybody. Amen? And it comes from them not honoring God first. I believe that when you live a life of honoring God, that you will want to honor other people. The fruit of the Spirit will begin to just boil up inside of you, and you want to honor people from the smallest to the greatest. That is, it's just showing the love of Christ to other people. So many people, so many young people have not been taught to honor, but just as many mature adults have forgotten the importance of honor also. I've seen a lot of folks that claim to be Christians and a lot of people that I thought, you know, were good folks, but they didn't honor other people. They would say things that they shouldn't. And I know that we're all imperfect in a sense, and we all have fallen short, but we need to honor. Pastor said Sunday morning, he was talking about landmarks, and he was talking about spiritual landmarks and how when they get moved, it causes confusion. And he said this, he said that people have no honor of boundaries. So, and like I said, that's kind of what I've been having on my mind about just honor and how we have a lack of honor. And you're going to hear me say that word till you're tired of hearing it. So why have we not taught our children to honor? I think that a little bit of it is probably laziness in a sense. We kind of want to just back off and just whatever the easy road is, that's what we want. I guarantee you, when my mother and my grandparents were teaching me honor, that it was not always easy. It was a constant lesson to be taught. But it seems like nowadays that we would rather just give our kids whatever they want just to get them out of our hair. Come on now, somebody's got to get with me tonight. But I guarantee you it wasn't easy for them to teach me to honor others. I remember every day I was with my papa, my granddaddy back there, it was a lesson. It was a life lesson. Everything I'd done, he was coaching me and teaching me and telling me, don't do this and don't do that. You know, I mean, just little stuff like, don't point at people. Don't stare at folks. You know, be respectful, you know, but we don't get that today. I deal with people all the time and they think that they know everything and they don't want to bow down to anybody. They don't have a humble bone in them, amen? And they got so much pride in them that they can't surrender to God. But it's time for us to live as people of honor. So what are we talking about? You know, when you honor somebody, you hold them in high respect. To keep an agreement. You see, and I'll keep referring back to this, but I was taught to honor. Now, I'll say that I've not always held up my end of the deal sometimes. You know, when I was younger and even in my mid to late 20s, you know, I wasn't living like I should, but God has brought this back to my remembrance of how we need to honor. But it's about respect. You see, when you honor somebody and you respect somebody, you consider what's going on. You consider them and how they would feel or how this would affect them if you do this. You see, when you respect somebody, you look up to them. See, not a lot of people look up to God. They look at Christianity and they look at the Bible as a list of rules and regulations and that, well, I just want to live my life and I don't want nobody telling me what to do because they have no honor. When you honor and respect, you hold in esteem. You hold at a higher level or at a higher place. You reverence. You honor. And respect is given to someone because of the position. And I'll touch on this here in just a minute. But how crazy is our nation right now? they don't respect or honor anybody. It don't matter what their position is. And I'm not talking about political side or whatever. I'm just saying if there's somebody, the Bible says that God has let them be in a place of authority, like our president. But people will curse him and say all these things, but God has still allowed him to be there. I hate to break it to you, but Obama, God allowed him to be there too. Now, I didn't enjoy his stay in office, but I prayed for that man. I prayed that he would get saved. Amen. I prayed for his family. And I'm not saying I got it all together, but that's what we should do. I believe that among many things that the Bible teaches, but I believe that the Bible teaches that if we'll live a life of honor, that there's rewards, that there's blessings, and even miracles when we live a life of giving honor. I'm going to touch on a few of those real quick. I mean, you could do a week study on this. I mean, this is trying to just give it to you in about 20 minutes. Ephesians chapter 6. Which just comes from the Old Testament, the Ten Commandments. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. He said, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." He said, "Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth." You see, so there's a promise there. There's a reward for honoring your mother and your father. And that's just not popular these days. Kids are taught to be disrespectful. Kids are around other kids that not raised up like we're trying to raise our children. And it's almost like it's a game. Well, you don't really have to do what mom and dad say because, you know, you're 15 or you're 16, or you're 17 or whatever. The way I was taught, as long as you're living in my house, you're going to do what I say. Amen. And that's the way it should be, praise God. What about this? What about respecting others, especially other people in the church? I don't want to misquote the scripture, but there's a part in the Bible that it talks about standing before the gray-haired men of the congregation and giving them honor and respecting them. So why sometimes do we not respect the people of the church? Why sometimes do we not respect the pastor? And it can be just small things like this. And this is something that I was taught as a child, and I'm not trying to get off on nothing crazy, but, you know, when there's a person that has a title, just like Coach Ellis that goes to church here, I always called him Coach. I didn't call him Paul. Now, I could have, and that probably would have been fine with him. But I respect that man, and I called him Coach. Hey, Coach, if I text him today, hey, Coach. If I talk to this man over here, I'm going to call him Pastor. If I talk to Gary, I'm going to call him Bishop or Pastor. We're all the time messing around with each other, you know, because that's what's right. That's being honorable. That's how you're supposed to talk. But we're not taught that. We're not teaching that. Our kids don't know that. What about the house of God? We're supposed to respect the house of God. We're supposed to honor these four walls. You'll see me a lot. Mine will be running around acting crazy, and I'm trying to keep them from it. I'm trying to teach them. This is God's house. Unless He fills you with the Holy Ghost and you're going to run around, be calm, okay? That's going to happen one day. Matthew 10, he said, "He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward." How awesome is that? We see other people's ministries and we don't respect them. We're missing out on a reward. And he said, "Whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. And I'll touch on this here in just a minute, but sometimes we let pride build up and we don't honor those that we should. We look at them and we think, well, don't they think they're something? But we shouldn't do that. We should honor those people. We should honor people in authority. We should honor spiritual leaders, pastors, and teachers. Proverbs 3, verses 9 through 10 says, honor the Lord. Now, this is the New Living Translation, if you will. It says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. I know I've heard Brother Gerald talking about first fruits and every morning giving God his very first part of the day. I think that's so important. That's so special and awesome just to be able to get up first thing before you talk to anybody, before you do anything, and honor the Lord with your time. He said, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. And listen to this. He said, then he will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with good wine. Not just overflow, but with good wine. He's the God of more than enough. He wants you to have the very best. Amen. Good wine. But like I said, when pride is allowed into our lives, honor takes a back seat. And we see it in our world today. We see it in a lot of the things that's going on right now. But when pride comes in, I've often seen, and you can read and see this for yourself, that honor takes a back seat and unbelief begins to take over. I believe that unbelief kind of goes hand in hand with pride. You see people that are all haughty and full of pride and they won't believe anything that you say. You can tell them the truth. You can try to give them wisdom, but they won't believe you. In the book of Matthew, chapter 13, Jesus, a very important lesson here, we see that Jesus went into his own country and them being full of pride, Jesus right in front of them with all the potential that could ever be produced with healing, miracles, but because of their pride, which led to unbelief, he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. So when we don't live and walk in honor, honoring others, honoring God, I believe we're cutting ourselves short. We're keeping ourselves from the blessings. We're keeping ourselves from what God really wants to do in our life. So what is pride keeping you from? What is not walking in honor keeping you from today as a Christian? Maybe you're here tonight and you're not saved. Maybe you're here tonight and pride and walking in a life that is not filled with honor is keeping you from salvation. I'm here to tell you tonight, brother, sister, if you will humble yourself before God, He can save you. He can cleanse you. It don't matter what you're going through, what you've done. God is the ultimate healer. He's the Redeemer. Is not walking in a life of honor causing you to not have the closest walk with God that you really need? Is it keeping you distant from God? Is pride and failing to honor, is it messing with your marriage? Come on now. I have had here lately, Pastor, more people call me and ask for counseling. Their marriage is on the rocks. I mean, I'm talking about Christian people, people that are not living right. I mean, it seems like that it's everywhere. And the folks that you would not believe, you look at them and you think, man, they don't have a care in the world. But they don't have the marriage that they really want because God's not the center. What relationships does God really want to mend in your life, but you're not willing to drop the pride and walk in honor. Bible says in Proverbs 16, verse 18, it says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. You see, there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is death. We think that we have the right to be prideful sometimes. But if it was not for God, none of us would even be standing here or breathing. Something I ask myself, am I living a life of honor? Am I truly honoring God? Am I honoring people in authority? Am I honoring my wife? Am I honoring my mother, my father, my grandparents, my children, my family? So who do we honor? Who are we supposed to honor? And I'm just going to give you some scriptural references. I'm not going to read the scripture because there's really so many. I'm just going to kind of throw one or two at you. We're to honor God. I mean, that's no-brainer, right? Too many scriptures to list. This whole Bible right here instructs us to honor God. The book of Psalms, he said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. That's honor. We're giving honor to him when the praise team gets up here. It's not time to sit down and rest. It's time to worship the Lord. It's time to honor God with your voice, clapping your hands, whatever it may be, thanking God. If you need to take a run, amen? Honor God. Husbands, we're supposed to honor our wives. It's Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 25. Wives, you're to honor your husbands. We're to honor our father and our mother, as I read earlier. Honor authorities. Romans chapter 13. I see a lot of people get themselves in trouble because they do not honor the people that God has allowed to be in a certain position. And this has been kind of tough for me because God allows people to be in positions that don't necessarily serve Him sometimes. You look at Nebuchadnezzar, you look at the Old Testament, God allowed His people to be in bondage for a reason. God put those people in a place of authority over them so that they would turn to Him. But you look at Daniel, he still honored the kings that were over him. You look at so many other people in the Bible, and they still honored those folks. Now, they didn't have to go along with their rituals. They didn't have to bow down to idols. Amen. But they honored them and their position. If you can't honor the man or the woman, honor the position. Walk in honor. Honor pastors and leaders. 1 Timothy chapter 5. In closing tonight, what are we missing out on when we don't walk in honor? What are you missing out on when you let pride keep you from honoring somebody? Maybe it's your wife. Maybe it's your husband. Maybe it's a coworker. Maybe it's a church friend. Who knows? But what are you missing out on? I want to remind you that in Matthew, again, going over this story, Jesus said, and they were offended in him, but this is what Jesus said. He said, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country and in his own house. He said, and he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. And a lot of times we just look at each other like we're just common. We look at each other like, oh, that's just so-and-so over there. That's just Brother Gary. But can I remind you that we're all created in God's image? And I have to remind myself of this. God has allowed whatever person it is that you're dealing with, you're struggling with. I know there's difficult people in our lives. But I have to think back, okay, God, you've let them be here. There's a purpose. There's a reason. He loves them. He loves you. But I remind you that those people that did not believe, that did not walk in honor, He did not many mighty works there. But the people that did, you read the next chapter and see what happened. He fed the 5,000. He healed all their sick. What can we get if we begin to walk in honor? Amen. If you'll stand, I'll close us out. I hope this message tonight has blessed you. And I know that it's just simple, but it's something that we need to be reminded of. We need to walk in honor. We need to live a life of honor, serving God and respecting others. How about, and I know I'm trying to close here, but a lot of times we look at people's positions and we look at somebody and we place them down here or up there. You know, the Bible talks about not having respect of persons. You know, next time you go through that drive-thru, you call that young man or that, you call them sir, you call them ma'am, you tell them thank you, you tell them have a blessed day. Amen. Because you don't ever know how somebody's really feeling on the inside. They may be saying, hey, man, I got the sorriest job, whatever. I'm not doing real good. But when you go and you encourage people and you honor people, God will begin to bless you. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father God, we come to you tonight, Lord. And God, we honor you tonight, Lord. This is your house. We've gathered to honor you. Lord, I honor the man and woman of this house, the pastors and teachers, Lord, the leaders here, God. We ask that you would bless them. God, I pray over every family here tonight, God. We honor them tonight, Lord. God, I ask you to bless them and keep them. God, help them, God. Every married couple here tonight, God, I pray that we would learn to honor our husbands or our wives, God. Lord, that you would teach us and help us to be godly men and women, to be able to go outside these four walls, God, and to be able to help others for your glory and for your kingdom. God, watch over us as we leave tonight, God. I pray that you'd place angels all around us. God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I plead the blood over each and every person here. God, protect us, God, and keep us safe, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.